Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment that's sponsored by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Guess where you can visit them?
The Agora at eBay Open.
Hello.
If you take care of your customers, your feedback will take care of itself. And while not every buyer leaves feedback, it does add up. And Tom Strope is known on eBay as top-rated seller Valisette, and he recently reached a feedback milestone. Tom, tell us your current feedback score.
As of today, the feedback score is 10,024.
Oh, my.
Congratulations.
Excellent.
Thank you.
How did you get started on eBay, Tom?
In 2005, I was working as a service manager for an IT company, and the company went out of business. Called us all into a conference room one day and said, "We're shutting the company down effective immediately. You can all go home." And so I spent a summer, you know, doing some interviewing and everything, and really didn't find what I was interested in. But during that time, I'd really been enamored with eBay. I was going to garage sales and estate sales and church rummage sales, and I was buying items and selling them on eBay, and I was really enjoying it. And then in the fall of 2005, I had come up with the idea to start my own company. And in September of that year, I filed the LLC paperwork, and away I went and made eBay a primary revenue generator for the business.
Accidental entrepreneur. That's what I call it. That's right. So one last thing, Griff, and then I'll let you take your turn. Tom, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you win $200 from us several years ago?
Yes, I was at one of the eBay radio conferences.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I believe I had the royal flush with three other people and won the drawing.
Yes, you did.
I remember.
He won the poker run. We used to give $200.
The poker run.
Oh, I remember that.
During
that
the poker
was fun.
Run.
Mm-hmm. So how much has your business grown since you started it?
I started out of the basement of my house, calling on all my old customers and using half the garage because, of course, the wife wouldn't let me use her half of the garage. And it's really grown from there. I went to storage units and bigger ones and then a 1,200-square-foot warehouse and 2,400. And today we have 4,400 square feet. I have two employees that work for me, and I'm looking to hire a third.
So now you have that shooting star. Did you earn that shooting star by focusing on feedback?
Yeah, no, not at all. And it's interesting, when I first got started on eBay, the feedback was so important to me. And then, you know, I listened to eBay Radio, and I listened to both of you, and I listened to your guests, and I realized that, just as Griff hounds over and over again, it's about focusing on customer service and looking out for your customer. The feedback score takes care of itself.
So what resources, Tom, have you used to grow and improve your business over the years?
Yep. So in order to improve as an eBay seller, it really was a process of, you got to be constantly learning. So since I started my business in 2005, I attended the last three eBay Live events in 2006 in Vegas, 2007 in Boston, and 2008 in Chicago. I went to eBay On Location in 2010. I went to three eBay radio conference and parties. I went to the 20th anniversary event and took the classes, and eBay opened last year. And, of course, I'm flying to Vegas Sunday for eBay Open next week.
Well, of course you are. And for those of you who are listening and thinking, is it important? Should I go to this thing or not? How important are these events to you?
Yeah, well, I always talk about the first one I went to, especially if you've never attended an event like this before. It was like drinking information from a fire hose. There were so many great ideas, not only from the individual classes, but sitting down and meeting other sellers and what's working for them. All of that is very important and very helpful. So I highly recommend it.
What's your first tip for the road to 10,000 feedbacks?
So my first tip would be, always look at your business through the eyes of the customer. So focus on accurate descriptions and excellent photos and packaging the item properly. And as I like to tell my staff, you want to under-promise and you want to over-deliver.
Amen and hallelujah. What's your second tip?
So my second tip, which actually is really timely today, and I'll tell you the story, is don't take negative or neutral feedback personally.
Oh, boy. Jeff, I hope you're listening to this.
So look at it as an opportunity to learn and improve your business. What could you have done better to make that customer happy? And today, it's a very timely because we received a negative feedback 2 hours ago. Only the second one we've had all year. And my initial reaction as soon as I read it is I said, it wasn't that I was personally upset or angry. It was I read it and I said, yep, the customer's right. I dropped the ball and didn't provide that level of customer service that the customer should have received. And so, and briefly, the customer bought a barcode printer and it had a defective printhead in it. And we had communicated back and forth about replacing the printhead. I'd offered to buy one for him on eBay. I gave him a listing number that he could order it himself and have it shipped. And we kind of dropped the ball as far as communicating with one another for the last couple of days. You know what happens? You get wrapped up in your business. You got 20 things going on. And because of that, he felt I was ignoring him, and he left negative feedback.
Oh.
And so my reaction was I logged into eBay and immediately sent him a message. I said, I saw your feedback today, and I apologize. I dropped the ball. I should have communicated with you more. Let me give you three options to choose from. One is return the item. I'll give you a full refund. The other is, here's another printhead. I'll buy it for you and have it shipped to you. Or if you prefer, I'll just give you a $100 refund, which will more than cover the printhead, and you can buy one from somewhere else. Just let me know how you would like to proceed. And I made no mention of revising feedback or anything like that. It's focusing on helping the customer because I dropped the ball as a company and we didn't follow through in what we believed in.
And me as a buyer, I'm going to see that. I'm going to see that you answered him that way.
Mm.
And that will make me, it erases any bad feedback you've gotten. Just the way that you've chosen to handle it.
Yep. Sometimes we make mistakes in life, and it's best to just own up to it and say, I want to make it right for you. Will one of these options work for you? If not, tell me what I can do to make it right.
So we've learned from you, always look at your business through the eyes of your customer. Your second tip was don't take neutral or negative feedback personally. What's your third tip?
The third is communicate in a professional manner. So responding to customer questions, you want to do it promptly. You want to answer them professionally. And the thing we always have to remember, it's like email. There is no tone of voice. There is, you know, a phone conversation has a tone of voice to it, whereas you don't know how someone, what their mood or behavior is going to be when they read that message. You want to make sure it is very clear how you're trying to communicate with them. Don't leave anything for them to interpret.
That is a good idea. What's your fourth tip?
Fourth would be research third-party tools and things that can help your business.
What do you use?
So we use Fruition, and that was a change. We used to use Octiva, and we moved to Fruition. When eBay announced the focus on mobile and how things look on mobile, you know, this will be our third iteration of a listing tool, and we researched a variety of options, and I found Fruition actually at last year's eBay Open. And we decided to go in that direction because we knew the mobile certainly would come out looking excellent, and so we made that transition. And so I always recommend to sellers, look at things that can help you. You know, TerraPeak's another example for researching product that we use. Look for things that can help you, and by going to events like next week's eBay Open, you're going to find some of these vendors and get a chance to talk to them personally and see examples of their product.
And I think Fruition is going to be there this year.
They will be, yes.
Yeah, they're one of the sponsors, I think. So you'll be able to see them. Listen, we certainly have enjoyed this. I mean, you look what we've just listened to here, listener. Tom is known on eBay as top-rated seller Valaset, V-A-L-A-S-E-T, and he recently reached 10,000 feedback milestone. So you got a shooting star, right?
I got a shooting star, absolutely.
How long does Fantastic. It take them to give you that shooting star?
Oh, it happens right when you reach 10,000.
I'd want to be immediately.
Oh, yeah. I knew because I had been following, you know, the march up to 10,000 that in the last couple of days I was getting really close. And as soon as I logged in and saw 10,000, the shooting star was there.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
That's exciting. Yeah. I mean, how many people can say 10,000 feedbacks. That's big.
You know, and it's one of the things last year they did, and I hope they do it this year, is they asked in one of the main groups to stand up based on feedback score and sit down once, you know, they read off, do you have 1,000 feedback? Do you have 10,000?
Oh, you got it going on this year.
And so now I get to stand a little bit longer.
I love it when they do that. We used to do that too.
And you know what? I use that as an opportunity is I look at the people I was sitting around, and when I saw somebody that had over 100,000, as soon as that event, that meeting broke, I went and introduced myself because I wanted to know, what are you selling? What works for you? And I start and meet other sellers that are successful.
So, Tom, you do this full-time, I assume?
I do, yep.
How does it feel after working for people your whole life to become an eBay seller, to become an entrepreneur? How does it feel to you?
Yeah, it is a wonderful experience. I tell people I work harder today than I've ever worked in my life. And my wife will tell you I probably work more hours than I've ever worked
but
before.
It feels so
but you know
good.
What? It's the part of being an entrepreneur. So I will go to Vegas next week and learn a bunch and meet a bunch of sellers and have a great time in a learning environment. To me, it's almost like a vacation. I love going to this event.
Can't wait to
see you,
Tom.
There. Thanks, Tom. This segment was sponsored by Bulk BULQ, the easy way to source. It's time for your call, 888-723-4630. And we'll be right back with more eBay Radio.
To shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label's actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listen while you list.